All right, it is Thursday morning at 9:40. That's when we do our homework with Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber. Good morning, Chip.
Well, good morning, Paul, and welcome to the program. Paul, today we're going to talk about lumber. We've talked on doing your homework about a number of different products, from interior, exterior doors to kitchen cabinets and countertops and drills and all kinds of things. So I brought in, I'm kind of famous for having a few props, so I actually brought in some pieces of wood, some lumber today, and boards. And so let me first start off. Let's get to the basics. The basics really call maybe a 2x4, 2x6 framing lumber. We buy our 2x4, 2x6 in a bright stock, as we call it, framing lumber, as well as treated lumber from Beaver Lumber, local company down headquarters, St. Clair, Michigan. Most of it comes from McBain, the mill in McBain, which is really just outside of Cadillac. They also have a mill in Lake City, Michigan, and then one over in Prentice, Wisconsin. And then they do have a sawmill down south that produces yellow pine. But the select cut, Paul, we buy is kind of more of an appearance grade. Typically, in framing lumber, it's what we call a number two and better. You can buy a Western species, a premium, which is like a number one, but really not necessary so much in framing. But we buy the select cut, so it has really very little wane, a lot smaller, tighter knots, and is really suitable for the framing, as well as in the treated. Like I said, it's a red pine in 2x4, 2x6, also carry a 5/4, but I didn't bring that today. So that kind of brings up to speed as far as the framing lumber. I've talked maybe in the past, we carry in what I call a number two pine. Years ago, Paul, it used to be an Idaho white pine, but you know, different mills and grading rules and whatnot. So this is comes out of Western Canada. I'll maybe have you hold on to it for a minute. It's a number two board, and you can kind of feel the edges.
Yeah.
It's not real sharp. It's what we call it has an eased edge. And Paul, the big thing with our number two and specifying Gorman boards, we pay a little bit more, so we aren't going to be the least expensive. But I will say this, there is no sorting. I mean, I've been into some of my other competitors, you know, whether here or in Florida or whatnot, and looking and trying to see what's available. And we just don't have people sorting through. If you need 20 pieces, a 1x4/8, let's say, you can just grab and go. There's no reason to sort through 20 pieces. And time is money, and, and there just isn't a waste. And maybe on an annualized basis, I talk about 1x4/8 because it's kind of a versatile width and versatile length. We probably, on an annualized basis, sell about 6,000 pieces. So, I mean, it's not it's not chump change. You're not talking, you know, 50 or 100 pieces. You know, some of the, you know, 1x10, it's not a common width. But so, really, we kind of pride ourselves. And it's somewhat limited availability. Not everybody can buy Gorman boards because there's just kind of limited production. So we've, you know, really partnered up with a couple suppliers out of Metro Detroit, and been buying it for years. So if somebody new on the block wanted to come in and buy it, you'd be kind of hard-pressed. Maybe a little bit, I should talk about some, and you can't see it on this piece, but I brought in what we call finger joint prime polonia. And really, Paul, what's happened, there's been a lot of applications where you don't need clear lumber. You're not going to stain it. You're going to paint the board. And why pay for, you know, a premium board that's you know, completely clear? So they've made inroads, and finger joint is just what it is. They're taking short pieces, finger jointing together, and we normally buy it with a prime surface. So you will have to paint it. What you have in your hand there is piece of 1x6. It's what we call kind of beaded ceiling, but you could use it on wainscot. You could use it on the walls. But that's and we really carry, you know, the prime polonia in from a narrow width of 1x2 all the way up to 1x12. And you know, so quite a few of the builders, and also, I mean, I didn't bring in any samples of this, but prime moldings, the casing in the base today, there's an awful lot of prime molding sold, more so than solid pine. It seems like our bad axe market still sells maybe a little more solid molding, if you will. But in the St. Clair County, quite a few. I mean, it's made inroads. So I mean, it's, and it's, you know, the cost is a lot less than, right. you know, a clear piece of a board. So, and as long as you're going to paint it, you'll never know the difference. Can't see the mm-hmm. finger joint edges.
Yeah.
Another sample I brought in today is what we call a number three board.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, you're going to have maybe a little end checking on the board.
Yeah.
You'll have a little knot structure larger, maybe could be up to a couple inches.
Yep.
You might have a little missing knot on the side of the board.
Right.
But depending on what you're using, it can be used maybe in kind of utility shelving or something,
yeah.
a shed that, you know, you don't need that perfect edge board.
Right.
And it's cost effective and treats your budget. So
yep.
We sell, you know, quite a bit of number three.
Yep.
There's a few actually factories who use it for crating on that. You know, buy full lifts at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really an alternative. And, you know, it's pretty versatile
yep.
and a way to save money. Another item I didn't bring in the prop, but just to talk about that,
yeah.
that maybe, you know, can be a consumer item, but it's more of a builder too. We stock what we call LVL, which is a laminated veneer lumber. It's engineered and it's multiple layers, and they use it for headers or beams, rim boards, you know, and you know, it's strong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really kind of takes the place of steel, some, if mm-hmm. you will, in some spots.
Mm-hmm.
And then another item that's, you know, pretty versatile, strong, are wood eye joists.
Okay.
And once again, they're using finger joint on the top and bottom cords, and so instead of using a 2x10 or 2x12, you know, it's engineered wood, and so that's kind of the wood 101, if you will, Paul.
Well, I'm glad that we talked about this because we spend so much time talking about the other things because we remind everybody that that Mortimer Lumber is more than just lumber, but it is a lumber store, so it's worth talking about lumber once in a while. And you've got a tremendous selection there.
Oh, yes. I mean, we have some other species. We carry some cedar, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I couldn't bring in all the samples.
But no.
Please stop by Mortimer Lumber. Ask one of our sales associates, you know, at the service counter, the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have some wood samples inside the store too. But I will say that wood is a renewable resource.
Yeah,
it's also an insulator. I mean, years ago, for the ice houses, they used wood sawdust between the blocks of ice to keep it cold. And
there
so,
you go. Yeah.
It's a natural insulator. That's why, you know, initially, and not going into too much detail, the old wood windows,
mm-hmm.
they were actually insulated, you know, windows. So
yeah. Well, there you go. If people have questions about lumber, obviously they can come to the store. If they have questions or suggestions for an upcoming segment, what's the best way to reach you?
We can be reached at radio@mortimerlumber.com.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Chip.
Thank you, Paul.